TV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police indicate the man who went into a dance hall last night in Monterey Park, California, east of Los Angeles, and shot to death 10 people, wounding several others, might be the man they found dead hours ago in a parked van in Torrance. It looks like he shot himself, say law enforcement sources to ABC News. They don't yet know the reason for the shooting, says L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
Was he by himself? Were there other suspects? We, our detectives, are looking at every angle.
ABC's Matt Rivers at the Monterey Park shooting scene.
Police say the suspect had entered the Monterey Park dance hall before 10:22 p.m. local time, opening fire during Lunar New Year celebrations before fleeing the scene.
Police say a gunman went into another dance club afterward in nearby Alhambra, but people there grabbed and took away his weapon. He ran away. City of Monterey Park is 65% Asian, and thousands of people were out for the largest celebration of the year. This is ABC News. Accused of selling $28,000 worth of fake COVID vaccine cards, Dr. Michael Moore Jr., the Plastic Surgery Institute of Utah, says the Justice Department. Three women also charged in the case, accused of destroying COVID vaccine doses. Terminated, but just career-wise.
The Brazilian president fired the country's army chief just 2 weeks after the riots in the capital. The army chief had only been on the job since the end of December. President Lula da Silva believes members of the armed forces colluded with protesters.
ABC's Lama Hassan, there is months to go before you or others have to worry about any payments stopping if this standoff goes on between the White House and congressional Republicans.
The Treasury Department is jumping through hoops to keep paying the government's bills now that the U.S. has hit its borrowing limit. Social Security recipients, military troops, and others will continue to get their money until at least early June. Capitol Hill lawmakers in the White House have until then to raise or suspend the $31 trillion debt ceiling.
Our Jim Ryan, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Phones? Social media? You've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Grape wrung out of my tidy whites, actually. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
time. I think about everything I've ever been taught. Something bigger than you and me. We'll be right back.
Sync Radio, we are local music. Jason Vargas and the Apollos there, and Suffer running before that. Double dip of Jason Vargas to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, because they got a show coming up Sunday, January 29th. It's at the Burr Oak. They're playing with Wonderful Buffler and Rotten Mouth. It's at the Burr Oak next Sunday, the 29th. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to get that app on your phone. You can always stream live and get all the archives at civicmedia.us, Rocker. Once again, welcome to those of you listening in Green Bay, your first night with Max Inc. Radio. Can't help, can't wait to give you all the local music. Rocker, of course, we got plenty of show in our dashboard here. What's coming up tonight?
Jimmy, just coming up in a few minutes, Blame It on Kane. They come out here from Milwaukee. Sam and Steve, they're going to be playing a few songs, telling us about their new album. We also have After August members Greg and Bob. They're going to be coming in for the Devil's Lair to premiere some of their new songs and tell us about those. And then Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. till midnight tonight, Jimmy.
Did you see on Facebook the other day, or I guess it was in the news, it was on WNBC here in Madison, that Culver's switched from Coke to Pepsi, right? Something that's just kind of weird and odd, right? Happens all the time in the restaurant industry, right? The reason I bring this up, I when I found this story, I found it interesting that there was like 3,000 comments from people arguing about what is better, Coke or Pepsi.
Aren't they the same?
No, they're not the same. I mean, Coke is a little more adult. Pepsi is a little more sweet, you know?
What's Fanta?
Coke is good for mixing. Pepsi, not so much.
Pepsi's not good for mixing?
I don't think so.
My mom drank vodka and Pepsi for years.
Well, that's just insane. What is she on?
Vodka and Pepsi?
I don't know. I guess cola. It's a cola. You can mix it with Tab, I guess. Right?
Tab. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that just sounds painful, Jimmy.
So you're a Pepsi guy, huh?
No, I'm not a Pepsi guy. I like Fanta Orange.
Fanta.
Grape Crush.
Hmm. That's not even cola, man. That's like that's Kool-Aid. Carbonated Kool-Aid.
Mountain Dew, Jimmy. I guess that's a Pepsi product.
It just blew me away that there was 3,000-4,000 comments on this thread battling about Coke and Pepsi. And they got brutal. It was like attack, attack, attack. It was like the WWE, man.
Wow. And Culver's. Imagine that. A little old Wisconsin Culver's.
As long as there's the Culver's root beer, we're all good, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got music on the way from Cat and Hurricane. They got a show coming up. We'll tell you all about that. It's actually happening tonight. Sexy Esther in the future. Maggie Shea, she has a show coming up at the Cargo on East Washington Avenue with Joshua Alley on Saturday, January 28th. Maggie Shays is awesome. You got to check her out. Let's check out one of her songs right now. This is Fog. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
is Kat from Kat and the Hurricane, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Sorry That I'm Like This. That's Kurt K. Cat and a Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Cat and a Hurricane, they got a show tonight at the Majestic Theater. It's the Cat and a Hurricane presents a queer variety show. There's a lot of cool act that's happening. There's like a circus act and some other art happening. All the details is on Facebook on the event page on the Majestic Cat and a Hurricane as well. Good evening, everybody. Jimmy K and Rocker. Terry Barr allegedly is coming by soon. Hopefully she is. She doesn't want to miss After August. That's coming up after 9 o'clock tonight. Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy after 10. And Blame It on Kane. They are in studio, sound checked, and ready to go. We got some bonus live music for you tonight here on Max Inc. Radio. You know what? We're super excited, too, for the very new and still growing Civic Media Radio Network of stations. And we're doing something big to celebrate here. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway. We're giving away $1 million in advertising here at Civic Media, and this is your chance to work with the Civic Media team to create an advertising campaign to promote your business for free. Now, there's an application date. It's one day only, Thursday, January 26th. It starts at 9 a.m. You can go to civicmedia.us/million right now to set a reminder, get all the terms and conditions and the rules. It's going to be pretty cool. If you own a local business here in Wisconsin, any or anywhere around the state, it can be tailored to your liking. And if you say Max Inc. Radio told you to do it, we get a lollipop. It's really cool. The $1 million advertising campaign. Get all the details right now at civicmedia.us/million. Civicmedia.us/million.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police indicate the man who went into a dance hall last night in Monterey Park, California, east of Los Angeles, and shot to death 10 people, wounding several others, might be the man they found dead hours ago in a parked van in Torrance. It looks like he shot himself, say law enforcement sources to ABC News. They don't yet know the reason for the shooting, says L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
Was he by himself? Were there other suspects? We, our detectives, are looking at every angle.
ABC's Matt Rivers at the Monterey Park shooting scene.
Police say the suspect had entered the Monterey Park dance hall before 10:22 p.m. local time, opening fire during Lunar New Year celebrations before fleeing the scene.
Police say a gunman went into another dance club afterward in nearby Alhambra, but people there grabbed and took away his weapon. He ran away. The city of Monterey Park is 65% Asian, and thousands of people were out for the largest celebration of the year. This is ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership to say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now, of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You let him try violin because you love him.
And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Locally owned restaurant, tavern. They have brewery there. They make their own beer and it's really good. They have great food too. Get all the details at FullMileBeerCompany.com, FullMileBeerCompany.com, and by TheSpaceShip.tv. See a show, the check listings, get tickets. TheSpaceShip.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to streaming music on the internet. It's pretty cool. TheSpaceShip.tv, TheSpaceShip.tv.
Jimmy, our next guest are rock and rollers. Blame It on Kane. They call Milwaukee home. Recently, the five-piece released their fourth album, Implied Maturity, an acoustic album created during the pandemic and is a departure from their rock and roll roots. Here in the studio with us from Milwaukee to play a few songs, tell us about the new album, is vocalist Sam Betcher and guitarist Steve Dragonchuk of Blame It on Kane. Steve, Sam, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, yeah. thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. You drove all the way from Milwaukee for us, too. We appreciate that.
It's not too far. It's just down the road.
Just down the road.
It's all freeway.
It's all Wisconsin.
It's a matter of perspective, rocker.
Yeah. Hey, let's go back to the beginning. For our listeners who are not familiar with Blame It on Kane, tell us a little bit about the band.
Oh, man. Well, I had moved up here from St. Louis like 2006, 2007, somewhere in there. Was doing a band that was in St. Louis, kind of missed it. I thought I'll take out an ad in Craigslist or Milwaukee Rocks, whatever the heck it was, and found drummer Rich first, and then right after that found Sam. So it was just kind of the old-fashioned way of doing things. We had a Craigslist ad and just kind of cobbled the band together from there.
That's awesome, and you guys were featured on TV shows like Bitchin' Rides. Tell us about getting your music out to the masses on TV, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we're really not sure how that happened. Other than obviously, you know, you license your music, you put it on in a certain catalog, whatever, and there are producers out there who are always scouring for new stuff, and they picked up a couple of our songs and, you know, threw it in as background music to a couple episodes, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool hearing your music just like that.
Do they ask you first, or it just happens and you get paid?
So
we didn't even know. I mean, we kind of had talked about it. Like, whatever happened with the stuff that we you know, we joined BMI, and so I logged in, and there it is. There's some money sitting there in my name from these shows. And I said to Sam, "Did you know this?" Sam had no idea. So now we're rich. I think we made like $20.
Congratulations!
You're on your way.
That's right. Right.
Well, you know, guys, let's hear some live music. We're going to hear some live music here from Steve and Sam. Steve, you brought along a guitar, and you guys made an acoustic album, so I thought, why not get a little music here? What's the first song that you're going to play for us tonight?
So the first song we're doing is Blush. Seems to be a lot of people's favorite off the new album. This is just kind of a bluesy track, kind of a fun little story just about online dating, and the subtitle is called Blush, the Catfish Blues. So it's all about getting catfished.
All right.
It is not a true story. I must say that.
Okay. Well, let's check it out. Blame It on Kane, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
She's fine as hell. She swiped trying on my dating profile. She promises to take me places I've never been. How'd I get so lucky to reel her in? She writes his innuendo. She sends me all the photos. She whispers in the phone things that make me blush. Says she made me blush. We haven't met yet, but that's okay, cause she's a showbiz. I get so excited at the thought of her. the story should be obvious. We never made it, my money was lost. Sometimes I still wonder about what might have been, and then I realized she was probably a man. She's my stud innuendo. She sends me all the photos. She whispers on the phone things that make me blush. Says she made me blush. She's my stud innuendo. She sends me all the photos. She whispers on the phone things that make me blush. Says she made me blush.
Nice. There it is. Blame It on Kane live in the studio. It's not the official Devil's Lair. It's the Devil's Lair light rocker.
It is.
But
it just
awesome.
Kind of came out of the blue.
Yeah. We're blaming it on Kane.
We're blaming it on Kane today.
That's fair. You can do that. We'll take it.
Blame It on Kane. It's a rock band bordering hard rock, though very accessible and radio friendly. What made you decide to put out an acoustic album? Is this your Guns N' Roses moment?
our BIOC lies? Our lies album?
Yeah,
I don't know if it's
exactly.
That crass. No, we got the idea. It was actually how I tell the story anyway. We did an acoustic, all acoustic set up in Sturgeon Bay at this show called, what was that called? It was this annual
Songwriters Festival.
Yeah, some Songwriters Festival that I don't think.
For the Steel Bridge.
Steel Bridge. The only stage that they had was an acoustic stage, and we hadn't done an acoustic. We hadn't done an acoustic show at that point in something like 10 years.
We had one acoustic original song in our whole.
Yeah, so we'd stop the show and play just that, and then get back to electric. So we thought, well, let's try this out. And we actually started rehearsing, and I thought, well, hey, this acoustic, you know, our old stuff sounds pretty good acoustically. And then once we had that show. If you've been to Steelbridge before, you know, there's like a group of people that sort of travel as these different shows start up. Mm-hmm. So we were one of the first bands, and we got in there, and we started playing, and we were warmly received acoustically. And I thought, well, actually, if we're going to, you know, if we're going to play this and it's going to be this well received, let's see what we can do.
You know, I love it because, you know, if you can have the versatility to play both plugged in electric and the song sound, you know, somewhat the same, but have a unique twist to each way, I think that's important, and it just expands your horizons and shows how versatile you guys are as a band.
I think we also have discovered as we continue in this band over all these years is that we actually like to challenge ourselves a little bit and just kind of step out. Well, what if we do this? Let's try this. And the more we push ourselves, I think we're pleasantly surprised with what comes out.
Well, let's get to the album. It's called Implied Maturity. It's the name of your new acoustic album, and the maturity the album suggests is that of a bottle of booze of the same name. Tell us about this new album.
As far as the title, I mean, we don't take ourselves too seriously, so it's kind of a joke. Like, by going acoustic, we're implying that we're mature.
But we're not.
We're not.
No. Are these songs that are on Implied Maturity, are they from your older albums and they're just redone acoustic, or are these just all new songs for this album specifically?
Yeah, these are all fresh. These are all brand new. As the story goes, our drummer Rich got let go from his job as COVID kicked in, and he had nothing to do but play his acoustic guitar. So we thought, well, this is good timing. So he started, writing songs for us. We got a jump start on it through Rich.
Every week he had like five more songs. Yeah, right. Like, what are you doing?
We have to pull this one in and throw these four out and then change this one. So it was a process. We in the past, we've been a band that sort of just, you know, we'll have a rehearsal once a week. We'll record it on our iPhones and we're like, okay, well, that's a song. But this time we took our time with it. We actually demoed these out. And then we went back and we would listen to it 1,000 times and go, okay, well, let's change this. Maybe we change the key here. Let's put a bridge here instead. So it was much more methodical, at least for us.
You know, you all been together for 15 years, which is, I didn't know that fact at all. And wow, I mean, what keeps you going and what keeps you from not, you know, going crazy in the studio, getting fights and drinking whiskey all night?
Especially the three of us who've been, you know, were in the original, It's just, we love to write together, and we have a great writing style, and we just have fun.
You have that chemistry.
Yeah, we have that, and it's just, it's no drama. Like, none of us are interested in any of that. It's just, let's write some, play some good, catchy songs. And we all come from different kind of backgrounds, too, which our sounds all kind of meld into a cool sound that's different.
And April 15th is the anniversary of that. You got anything special planned?
So we're in the midst of planning our anniversary show. We're going to do the whole play the album, front to back for our first album, Rhythm Schism.
Nice.
So that'll be April 15th. Venue is TBD. We're working on that, but we'll have those details.
Rocker's Backyard.
Oh, sure. Hey.
First gig in Madison is Rocker's Backyard. Hey, let's hear another song from Sam and Steve of Milwaukee's Blame It on Kane. Tell us about this next song that you're going to perform for us.
So this song is called Set You Free. This song is it's kind of about the relationship where you get in and just one of you realizes it's it's just probably best for best if I let you go. Like, maybe they're into you more than you're into them, and you don't want to lead them on. You don't want to, so you just gotta set them free.
Set them free.
So
it's Blame It on Kane live on Max Inc. Radio.
If you could only see the way you look at me, the way I make you feel, you could never do for me. I know how much you love me. Everything is so clear. You deserve more than me. I wish you could see. I've got to set you free. I will never be the one. It's nothing that you said or anything that you did. I already know that my feelings won't grow. I know how much you love me. Everything is so clear. You deserve more than me. I wish you could see. I've got to set you free. I will never be the one. Everything is so clear. You deserve more than me. I wish you could see. I've got to set you free. I will never be the one. I've got to set you free.
Blame It on Kane, live here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. That was awesome. You really nailed it that last couple of minutes, or last minute of that song.
Thank you. That's a fun song to play live, for sure.
Not bad for no rehearsal.
I can only imagine if that song plugged in, it's probably rocking, right?
It's a one song on the album, of the acoustic album, where we actually have an electric guitar come in and really drive that end home.
I bet. Blame it on Kane here on Max Inc. Radio. We got After August coming up after 9 o'clock. Greg and Bob are going to come in. They have a brand new CD out. And we're going to track through all the tracks. But Rocker, for our Green Bay people, our brand new listeners in Green Bay, I want to let them know that we ask the important questions when artists come in to visit us here on the Radio Rocker. So, guys, I got to ask you about Russian mail order brides and tuna. Tuna and Russian mail order brides. How do these relate with Blame It on Kane?
Well, okay, that's a good question. I didn't write the words for that one. I don't think Sam did either. It's a previous singer that we pulled off the interwebs when I first got up here. But it actually started, the song that you're talking about is called A Tuna. But it actually started off as Anuta, which was the name of this Russian mail order bride. However, when we printed the CD up, it got transposed. And it just became A Tuna. So, and it actually, as stupid as that is, it actually became like, it's like probably our biggest, most recognized song. Yeah. Is something like that, right?
I ended up changing a few of the words, so now it's more of a love song. but the origins of it, still very funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I like it when, it's frustrating when like a mistake like that happens. But have a good story come out of it. That's good.
Absolutely.
Oh, we're not done with good stories. Raising Cain once broke up for a time, but ended up getting back together on Craigslist without knowing that you were talking to each other. I mean, let me guess, you all like drinking pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Well, that'd be the cool story. No, I had an amp for sale on Craigslist. And on Craigslist, when you respond to an ad, they scramble the email so you can't tell who's talking to who.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get this email that comes in and it says, hey, I'm really interested in this amp that you have. Can I come check it out? And it was signed Rich, and I didn't think much about it. I didn't think it was Rich Seegert, our drummer, that I hadn't talked to in a few years here. So we just started going back and forth, and then he mentioned, is it cool if I drive down from Hubertus or something like that? I work right now in Franklin. I'm like, wait a minute. I know Rich that lives in Hubertus and works in Franklin. Is this Rich? And it was him. And I said, well,
wow.
I got like bad news and good news for you. The bad news is the amp is gone. The good news is let's get back together and let's, play.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is like a true Craigslist misconnection right here.
And then, there you go. And then I get a message from Steve going, hey, I've been talking to Rich and talking about getting a band back together again. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And that was that. And then we played the whole album and then that was that.
And now we've got three albums since.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a great story.
That's awesome. A great story.
Let's see here. It's 7:51 right now. So we got about 6 minutes or so before that break, Rocker.
Well, we have one more song tonight
let's do it. That
you guys are going to play. Why don't you tell us about that song while Steve's getting his guitar over there?
Well, this is actually the aforementioned A Tuna. So this is one we would not usually do acoustic, so this will be exciting.
Yeah,
it's, again, the story about the Russian mail order bride that I just tweaked a few words, and now it's kind of a love song, and it's a fun little ditty.
I love it. A Tuna. It's Blame It on Kane on Max Inc. Radio.
Time goes on, whistle standing as I sing this song. I keep thinking thoughts of you are clear, no confusion, want you always near. Will you believe in me? I will believe in you. I feel the same as you do. For here's our life, peace together. Here's our dreams, we'll fly together. We were made to be with each other, and we'll always be.
you see yourself with me?
Love it. That is outstanding. Blame It on Kane, live here on Max Inc. Radio. Gentlemen, you were going to come in from Milwaukee just to have a quick 10-minute chat on the air, and we're going to play the Can songs, but look what happened tonight. This is great.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having us.
It's sounding good, I hope, right?
Oh, in my headphones, it sounds great.
Okay, we'll take it.
What's on the calendar for you guys? What's coming up as far as shows and stuff?
Generally, we kind of take the winters off to write. Winter is usually our writing period.
Yeah, and we just added a fifth guy. So we actually became a five-piece for the first time in our history. We had been a four-piece, you know, forever and a day. I think we tried to, I don't know, we tried to get a guy in here every now and then. It just was not, it just didn't work out. And then in the past few months, when we started doing these acoustic shows, they sounded really, really thin live. So our newish bass player, Kev, he actually had a friend join us to sort of fill in the dead spots, when we're playing live. And we love how that sounded, and we really wanted to get back to doing the heavy electric kind of stuff. And then we came across Rob.
Yeah, and then Rob's from another local band called H27, who we kind of were borrowing him from. But the other thing, too, is in the studio in our last two albums, too, working with our producer, he's come in and he's helped us add a lot of depth and other guitar parts to our songs that we can never do live as a four-piece. So it was kind of important to us, like, man, we really need to get another guitar so we can really play these songs, you know, like we recorded them. And it's been cool ever since.
Yeah. Who's your producer?
Eric LaBros at Cherry Pit Studios.
Cherry Pit.
Dude is amazing.
Really?
Yeah, and he saved me tonight because, you know, we weren't sure if we were playing live or not, and then I got the message from you guys. Yeah, we expect you guys to play a few songs or whatever you said. And so my guitar is actually locked up at Rich's house, the drummer.
Oh,
he's
no.
using it. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? And I ran to Cherry Pit, and Eric is standing right by the door holding an acoustic guitar. He goes, here you go. Go have fun, you know.
Eric has made us. We worked with other producers in the past, and it hasn't really gone very well. And then we met Eric, and Eric pushed us hard. Like
really,
he did not settle. And like, I mean, you know those times when you see people who do take after take, and you're like, is that really what it's like in the studio? And with Eric, it was.
Oh,
he's
really?
A perfectionist.
And so like the second time when we went in for our last album, Amp Grease, you know, we're all nervous. We're like, okay, we need to be ready for Eric because if it's not right, he'll make you do it again and again and again and again.
Yeah, actually, and so there's a song on Implied Maturity. It's called Love Not Change. It's probably the most stripped down song we've ever done. It does not sound, in my opinion, anything like us. Kind of sounds like Brian Vander Ark to me, but there was this bridge in there that he had me do, and I'm not kidding, he had me do 32 times because he wasn't hearing exact, and I thought it was fine, you know. I'm like, all right, we're good, I did it twice, and he's like, nope, keep going, and it turned into 32.
Well, I know what I'm up for, because at the end of the month, Iron Plow is going to record at Cherry Pit.
Hey guys, real quick, thank you so much. Blame It on Kane on Facebook. You got it.com.
Nope, we're just Facebook. All right. Just message us on Facebook.
Get the album. Get out to the shows. Guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next hour, we have After August. They're going to be in the studio. We're going to track through their new CD. We're also going to play some stuff from the Getaway Drivers. Rocker, you have Max Inc. Heavy. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Are you looking for a great way to get into shape this year and have a fun time doing it? Then look no further than Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu in Sun Prairie, just off of Highway 19 behind Gus's Diner. Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu offers students a challenging curriculum and a safe and family-friendly environment for all ages. Kids' classes are offered Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. with an emphasis on bullyproofing. Veterans and first responders receive a 22% discount on the cost of membership and honor of their service. Check us out online at leviathanbjj.gymdesk.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News.